101 Power FM. It is Breaking with Nicks, 5 to 8 this morning for your Thursday morning. Happy Thursday. And if you're like me, spring is here and you're starting to think about summer and the beach and getting fit and healthy before Christmas and all of those bits and pieces. And maybe you need a few tips. Well, it's time for
Power FM Ask an Expert.
Joining me on the line is an expert dietitian and somebody who can give us a few tips on how we can get in shape and maybe what we can do to be a bit healthier. Duncan Hunter, thanks so much for joining me. How are you this morning?
Great, thanks. And yourself?
I am well, but you know, like everybody at this time of year, needing to lose a few kilos before I head into the summer season. Spring is a great time for us to sort of relook at what we're eating and get healthy again.
Yeah, it's absolutely a good time. This is probably our last chance to kind of get some runs on the board before Christmas is here. And Christmas, well, that's, I think everybody knows, that's a hard time to manage your weight.
It certainly is. That's when we have to be. Those are the naughty treat times. Are we allowed to have those?
That's the million-dollar question. One of the big things I see people doing wrong is they go, you know, it's spring, I'm going to kick off with a new eating plan, I'm going to have no unhealthy food, which in reality we all know is going to be almost impossible to stick to. So I think one of my big tips would be get serious about how much junk food or, you know, fun food you're going to have and set yourself a target so that you're really clear on, okay, I'm going to go out on Saturday night, I'm going to go out on Tuesday, but everywhere else I'm going to eat healthy.
Is that something that you really recommend? Because it is, I hear people go on and on and on about how I'm not doing anything naughty and it's not really sustainable, is it?
I always ask people when I'm in groups, I go, who can leave chocolate on the top shelf of the fridge? And about 20% of the room say they can leave chocolate on the top shelf of the fridge and, and just have it sit there. And probably 10% of those is, or half of those are lying. So most of us love that food and we can't say no forever. So you've got to have a strategy for it. And having a strategy that's only going to last 2 weeks is probably not a good idea.
And now is a perfect time to get a strategy together. Spring is on its way. It's here. Look at a healthy eating program, Duncan, is it also about portion size?
It's hugely about portion size. So there's a couple of big things in it. One is finding an eating strategy that you like the types of food. So whether you're going to go more towards getting, you know, a carbohydrate controlled approach like the new Atkins or something like that, if that fits your sort of approach where you like to eat more protein and vegetables. So one side of it is like the types of foods. And then the other side is how much of it you eat, which is really important because I still see people overeat food, even though it's healthy, and gain weight.
Very good point, Duncan. Now, I want to know a little bit more about the new Atkins program.
So the new Atkins is based on the previous version, which is from the low carbohydrate experts. So it's changed. A lot of people think it's like the old one where it's just about having bacon and steak and as much as you want. But now it's simpler to follow with much better instructions and it's much more balanced. So you get to eat things like fruit and vegetables and even some whole grains at the later stages.
When it comes to these diets, like we hear a lot about different fads of diets, and by no means am I saying that Atkins is a fad. Different diets appear to work for different people, but is that the key? Is it understanding your body and what works for you?
Yeah, I see some people do really well on low-fat diets, and I see other people just go, oh my God, this is just impossible. So I think there's a trend. People find eating a little bit more protein and a little less refined carbohydrate tends to manage their appetite better and they can keep the weight off better. And we definitely see that in the science, but it's definitely not a one-hat-fits-all.
Yeah.
You know, you really want to have a go. So if you've tried one approach, trying the other approach can be a good way to go because you might find it easier to stick to. But it's definitely an individual thing.
Yeah, it is. Another very key point in all of this issue is exercise. How important is it?
Well, exercise is an interesting one. I think if you're going to try and change your body shape and you're just going to exercise, you're going to have to do a hell of a lot because we can overeat so easily. So as much as exercise is important, if you're not going to look at your food, it might not necessarily give you the returns that you want.
There are a lot of challenges out there for us, eating-wise and keeping active, but Duncan, you've given us some great tips and some reason to get off our bums, to start moving and to eat healthy as we head into spring, but you can have the occasional treat. Duncan Hunter, thank you so much for your time this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And coming up, all your new sport and weather on the way next, and in your Celebrity Confidential, which band has just announced they're touring Australia? I've got the details for you next.
Power FM's online cookbook. You helped put it together with your own personal face. And to say thanks, we had $1,000 worth of gear from Harvey Norman Musselbrook to make entertaining easy.
What did you load? What recipe?
Chocolate self-sauce pudding recipe.
Oh, yum. Congratulations.